Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Samach, mitzvah 160. If you're keeping track, this is the 12th mitzvah in Parsha Shmini that we're doing out of 17. So we've got five more in Parsha Shmini before we move on to the few mitzvahs in Tazria Mitzorah and getting to the second half of the Sefer. But we're still here. So mitzvah Kuf Samach, mitzvahs Inyan Tumas Ochlin, the mitzvah of the Inyan of Tumas Ochlin. If you look in the Torah in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk, Lamedalid, here in the end of Shmini, the Torah describes how food can become tame. Right? There's an entire mesechta about this mitzvah in Shas, Mesechas Machshirin, not one of the more popular mesechtas that are picked for a yard site, but that's what all Machshirin is about, this mitzvah. The Torah tells us, Mikol ha'ochel asher ye'ochel, asher yavo alav mayim yitma, any food that water comes in contact with it, can yitma, can then make you tame. Chazal learned out that does not mean that automatically water makes something tame in order for it to make you tame, as we'll see in a second what it means. And it could make liquid tame. What does that mean? So, as we know, this means the concept of hechsher lekabel tuma. Food, before it could become tame or make something else tame, it must become wet. It has to become moist. We'll talk about other rules and regulations of when it has to become moist and how much and moist with what. But that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Inyan Tumas Ochlin. As we saw in the last mitzvah, last week in 159, Kufnun Tes, there's no aseh or los aseh here. There's no mitzvah to make food tameh, or there's no aveira of not letting food become tameh. But the Rambam still counts these inyanim as separate of the 613 and not just the essays and the los essays. Meaning, what's this mitzvah? This mitzvah is, if food becomes tamei, you have to treat it as tamei food. And you can't serve it with tar food. But it's not a mitzvah per se. It's a mitzvah, but it's not an assay or a los assay in that specific sense. Anyways, it says the chinuch, shenitz tavinu bishmiras tumas ochlenu mashkin. We are commanded about the guarding of food and drink that become tamei. Ule hisnaig b'inyan api haTorah, and to follow the rules of the Torah. Shehodiatanu eich nadin mechal inyan tumas ochlenu mashkin, v'hakelim hamitamim al yadam, and also the chinuch quotes, throws in here also, kelim. Right? Any item, household item that we, something might become tame, so that is what is included in here. Misharshi atama v'atara b'mitzvah kodemes. So look what he said earlier, that was in the last mitzvah that we did on Thursday. Mitzvah Kupnun Tes was the first mitzvah having to do with Tumah and Tahara in the Torah. And that's why the Chinuch went at length to explain how we try to figure out reasons for mitzvahs, and if we can't figure out a reason for the mitzvah, don't think it is a mitzvah without a reason. Obviously, it's just our chisaron that we can't understand everything. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, he quoted, only got to the 49th level of Chachma, not the 50th. Even Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Koheles, Amarti Echkama Vihi Rechokam Imeni, right, I can't get every level of wisdom. So, but this is another example of Tumah and Tahara. We try to do our best in getting certain messages. So we're not going to really get messages today, but we're going to get understandings. So midini ha-mitzvah. So first let's talk about some of the hardcore halachas of the mitzvah. Mash omer zechonim levracha. She says, she'nemar ba-Torah. Mikol ha-ochel asher ye'ochel, pirusho she'yochal la-adam. Right, any food that is for human consumption. So in my numberings, I number them as four requirements. Four requirements for this mitzvah in order for something to be able to become tame. What's called hukshar lekabel tumah. After a food becomes wet, now if tumah touches it, so now it becomes tame. And now it can make something else tame. But if it did not become moist and wet, which we'll see which liquids, so then it cannot become tame or make something else tame. So number one, kol shekol ochel she'enu miyuchad la'adam enu mekabel tumah klal. First of all, it has to be food for people, not dog food. Dog food, we're not talking about dog food here. That's not in the category. We're talking about ochel. Mikol ochel asher ye'ochel. That's point number one. It has to be food that's fit for human consumption. Upirshu gam kein she'eino nikra ochel in yikabolos tuma. Number two, ad she'ye'aker min ha'karka. It has to be detached from the ground. Meaning, everything as it grows becomes wet from the rain. Every vegetable, every fruit, everything becomes wet from the rain. So there's not gonna, this halacha doesn't apply. So that's what Chazal understood. It has to become wet after it is detached from the ground. Achi yakem and akarka, that's number two. Of a kozmachu mechubur, if it's attached, afilu b'shorish katan, sheyachol l'chiyos, even by a little root that I can still live with, eino nikra ochel l'kabel tuma. It's still not called ochel. V'yafilu nagabar tomas taru. Even if a dead body touches a cucumber, while the cucumber is attached to the ground, that cucumber is tahar. Does not become tame. Tumah is only where it becomes wet after it is detached from the ground. So that is number two. Number three, v'chein ein kol ochel sheba'olam nikra ochel akabel tumah at sheyavolav mayim me'achar sheneakar min hakarka. So number three, what does it have to be? We have to be talking about food that's consumed by people. We have to be talking about something that's detached from the ground. And now number three, it has to become wet. It has to have a certain liquid come in contact with it. Since it has already become detached. Okay, stop there for a second. As anybody who has learned Machshirin understands that the end of Machshirin is a Mishnah, that this is not only water. It's not only water. If you look in Osvav, right up here in the Minchas Chinuch, quotes the seven liquids. Seven liquids that the ones that are machshel kabel tuma. Right? If you underline in there, this is a good underline. Fourth line on top. The eluhein shiva mashkim. Seven liquids. Mayim, tal, shemen, yain, cholof, dam, dvash, dvorim. There it is. Well, the abbreviation, what we call yad shachad dam. That's how you remember it. Yad shachad dam. That's wine and blood and date honey. Dvash dvorim is bee honey, milk, oil, right? All these seven liquids. Yad shachad dam. I mentioned in a daf shiur recently. I saw something a couple of months ago that maybe these seven liquids are parallel to the seven days of Yemei Kodesh throughout the year. If you think about it, all seven of them. So we have mayim, tal, shemen, yain, cholav, dam, dvash, devorim. So mayim, that's sukkis. Sukkis has, right, nisach hamayim. You pour water on the mizbeach. We'll wait with tal. Shemen oil, that's Chanukah. Seven yom tovim we're talking about. Yayin, that's Pesach. Chalav, I'm sorry, yayin is Purim. Chalav, milk, that's Shavuos. Dam, it's Pesach. Dvash, dvorim, dvash, Rosh Hashanah. Right, each one has a parallel. We did Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, Chanukah, Purim. What's left? Rosh Hashanah we did. Yom Kippur is the only one that's left. So somehow you gotta connect Yom Kippur and tal. You don't care what to do. So that one is the hardest one to connect. There's something there. If six out of seven work, you just got to come up with some Torah about Tal. Tal comes from, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch, it comes from below, because you just wake up in the morning and the dew is there, but it's able to evaporate and go up. So to on Yom Kippur, we're down here, but we're able to go up. Come up with some kind of drush. But those are the seven liquids that are Machshir Lekabel Tumah. That is all number three. So again, it's got to be food, it's got to be detached from the ground, it's got to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Before we get to the fourth one, now he gives a little svara. Is there a reason for this? Why does food have to become wet before it becomes tame? I have an apple, so I picked an apple from the tree. So why does it have to become wet? Is there a svara? Ultimately, okay, zeres hakasef. But is there a svara that we could give for this? Explains the chinuch. The alpha bisha amrushes exeres hakasef, who, even though it's ultimately exeres hakasef, yesh lesam chuksas el hatam. One could say as follows. Lefisha masha yala betchila samachshava velomar. What I would think to say is as follows. Ki ha inyan lefi shahatora lo takshov shumdover liozroi ledinov. The Torah never considers something fit for all the halachos that relate to it ad shas gemar malachton. Until it has reached its final stage of development. Kamosha Yadua, like we know, when are you chayav to take chumas and maisras? When do you have to take chuma from a fruit? When it's totally ripe. When it's not only when it's totally ripe, even after you cut it, when you have finished gemar malacha in the field, when you've made the piles. When is chala? When is the chiyav of chala? Einon asasha diskalgel. After you've already kneaded the flour with the water and it's all set. So you see from elsewhere, says the Chinuch, that certain halachos only kick in when you're up to the final stage of a product. After you've done everything, and now what's only left is to consume. So too here, v'yalkein gam b'inyin atuma. So he says, maybe the same thing here applies for tumas ochlin. No marsh ein dine tumas ha-peiris v'tarasan ha-gamar malachton. Why? What, a fruit's not a fruit until you wash it? Ah, most of us wash off our fruit or vegetables before we eat them. Right? Even if a kid doesn't, the parent will say, did you wash it? Did you wash it? Ulafisha derech bnei adam biksas peiros v'yirakos. Because people, by fruits and vegetables, what's their derech? Lahadichon me'afran, to rinse them off from dirt. Terem sheyochlu alson, before they eat them. Haya inyan lomor akulan derech klal, shlo yinigron ochel, ach yichshru b'mayim. Wow, that's a key line. Says the Chinuch, it's not called food until it's washed off. Halachically. Because most people wash them off. So therefore, halachically, it's not called a cucumber. It's not called an apple until it gets rinsed. That's the halacha. We rinse everything, even a piece of meat. The Gemara talks to the Mishnayos and Chulin talk about, let's say I shech something. So that meat also has to become wet in order for it to be makabel tuma. Right? If it dies without shechita, if an animal dies without shechita, you don't need, it is tame. It's nevela. But if we know if you shecht an animal, it's not tame. It's not tame. It's not nevela. So it's a shechted meat. So how could that become tame? So it has to become wet also. So all of that is not called ochel until you rinse it in water. Good. Two other ha'aris. This is even the language. If you look at the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara seems to say it beferish, that this is the svara for hekshel kabal tumah. It's not a food yet, says the language in Chulin Kuf Yud Ches. Peros shelo hukshiru kitanur shelo nigmar malachto dami. Fruit that weren't made wet yet is like an oven that you didn't finish. It wasn't completed yet. It's production. So you see, the whole svara of hekshel kabal tumah is that something should reach its final. Its final stage. There is a different svara given by the Ramban. The Ramban here on this pasuk gives a different svara. Nothing doesn't talk about it's not food yet or not. Says the Ramban, v'tam ha-hechsher, he talks on a more Kabbalistic level. Va'avur, ki lichluch ha-sheretz v'ha-metamim yidavik b'ma'achalim b'lachus v'lokem b'yaveshim. There are certain spiritual pores that have to be open in the item. And until it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, those spiritual pores aren't open. And even, as the Ramban says, once it becomes wet, even if it gets dry, it doesn't have to be wet anymore for it to become tame. Once it's wet once, even if it dries off, doesn't matter. It was wet once, that's good enough. That's what the Ramban says, because the spiritual pores have to be opened by the liquid. Okay, so that is two different svaras for, is there a reason for hekshel kabal tumah? I wanted to mention just one shuva for Moshe. Interesting shuva. We're talking about, the Chinuch says that it's not really food until you rinse it off. Where Moshe discusses, is one allowed to rinse off fruit on Shabbos? Is that a problem of borer? Because we know borer is when you have a mixture, different types of mixtures. Even two things stuck together could be a question of borer. So what happens is I have dirt on the fruit. So we're telling me it's not even an ochel until I take off the dirt. So says the, if I get it wet. So Moshe the Shuban, Chelik Alep, Simon Kuf Chaf Hei, Toshin Yud Gimel, 1953, where he wrote, is there a problem with rinsing off fruit from dirt on Shabbos? Is that an issur of borer? Says Moshe, three reasons why it's not a problem of borer. Why not? Number one, says Moshe, Mishum, Pashut, Kivan, She'i, Efshar, Likacha, Ochel, V'derach, Achila, Hiler, Chosap, Soles, Mutter, Kedei, Lecho, La'alter. Number one, you can't get to the fruit without taking off the dirt. So this is not called separating, like borer is. It would be more called uncovering. For example, peeling an orange. You got to peel an orange on Shabbos? Of course you are. Isn't it borer? You're separating the peel. The answer is if you just have to get to what's underneath, that's not borer. Chicken, taking off chicken skin from the chicken, because you don't eat the skin. That's not borer, it's getting to what's underneath. Or another example that always comes up. If you can imagine in the cold weather, you go to a Shalom Zachar in the cold weather, and there's 100 coats on the couch. 100 coats on the couch. And you're looking for your Shabbos coat. So you got to pick it up and look. That's a mixture. So again, you're allowed to take the good from the bad. Right? And if, for right now. But let's say you're taking off the top coats. You're taking the bad. So is that a problem? The answer is no. You're just removing what's on top to get to what's underneath. So Ramosha says, number one, it's not a reason because that's called just removing what's on top. Number two, says Ramosha, most people would eat this fruit even without washing it. Right? We do it because we have a sink right there. But, you know, if our mothers aren't looking, and if, we'll do it anyway. So it's not an isser. That's like the filter shiloh. You're allowed to use filtered water on Shabbos. The answer is, if you drink the water without the filter, then you're allowed to use the filter. If you would never drink it without it, then you can't use the filter. But that's number two. You would do it anyway. And number three, Rav Moshe says, certain times you have to look at the act in the eyes of halacha and figure out, what is this called? What is this called? When you wash dishes on Shabbos, properly with cold water, whatever it is, you had hot water from before, is that called separating the chalons from the plate? No! Called washing dishes! That's not borer. It's washing dishes. Says Rav Moshe, this is called rinsing a fruit. This is not called borer. That's separating the dirt from the apple. So for those three reasons, Rav Moshe says, it is not a problem, but that is the svara that the Sefer HaChinuch wrote here. That it's not called an ochel in fully until you get the dirt off, and therefore, That is the reason for Hechsher. So far, what do we have? We have number one, it has to be a food. Number two, it has to be uprooted from the ground. Number three, it has to become wet. Number four now, or at the next line. Only if the Bailim want it to get wet, then do we say that...
5 minutes.
Then we say that liquid helps. If somebody else gets it wet and the owner is not interested, or let's say it rains and I was not interested at all. Let's say I have my apples in the backyard in a bowl and it rained on it. And I'm like very upset. I didn't want my apples to get wet. That's not called hochshar. That's not hochshar. It has to be l'ratzon. It has to be with the acquiescence and the ratzon and the desire. The bayal has to be happy about it. There is a machlokas. If you look back in that same Menchas Chinuch,
5 minutes Minchas afternoon shir, 5 minutes.
If you look at the Menchas Chinuch, we're back in yeshiva, as you could hear. Baruch Hashem, Menchas in a couple of minutes. Says the Menchas Chinuch in Os Vav, Dibra Maschel Umavuar, that there is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam whether you need anybody to be baratzon or you just need Dafka the owner to be baratzon. What if your friend is baratzon? See, quotes from the Rambam, Mevuar, the Dafka Ratzon Bailim Be'inon, Aval Ish Acher, She'eno Bala Beiros, Einamo Ratzon Shalo. Somebody else's Ratzon doesn't help, and the Rashba argues. The Rashba says no. Because the Mishnah thinks the Rambam's right. Why should somebody else's Ratzon be Goreim Tuman my fruit? It's like Ein Adam Oser, Davar She'eno Shalo. Ein Adam Choshev Lahachshir, Davar She'eno Shalo. The Kesef Mishnah uses to explain the Rambam. But the Rashba says no. Rashba says that even somebody else's Ratzon. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnayis in Meseches Machshirin. Okay, but those are the four rules and regulations of Hechsherim. Moving on a little bit, let's go to turn the page for a second. Turn the page. The Minchas Chinuch, the Chinuch says on the top of the next page, this mitzvah applies always to all places, males and females. I mean, even today, this should apply. The problem is, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The problem is, we don't have this. Or even in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have Mikdash V'Kachim. Dini, he's just talking about, because he was in Chutz La'aretz. Dini HaTumas B'Teilin Eslenu. Right? We don't, all halachas of Tumah Tahara don't apply anymore. Yes, a Kohen is still not allowed to go into a cemetery today. That halacha of Tumah does still apply. But this is the halacha. Mikol Makom, Imratza Lino Behema Ba'atzmo Min HaKadoshim. If you want to be Noe Kadosh, right? Ki'ilu Haya Ba'aretz Ulihizar Ba'ochlin Lachla Matara Kazer Roy Ladun Mehem. You're allowed to if you want. You're allowed to be Makpid, but this is not something that is generally accepted. When do we ever have this halacha l'maisa? So then, if you're a member, we have it to say there, right? Urchatz and karpas. Why do we wash our hands before we do karpas? Right? The minhag is to dip the karpas in the salt water for various reasons, right? The salt water, karpas, the samach perach, the hard work. But either way, we get the whatever we use for the vegetable, whether it's parsley or potato or whatever one uses, celery, you get it wet. You get it wet. So the reason that we have urchatz is because of this halacha. Because once it's wet, that it's mukshar l'kabel tuma, we wash our hands, so our hands are tar before we touch the vegetable. Remember, we mentioned another shiurim. That's why bedafka, by karpas, we're supposed to touch, it's supposed to be a finger food. We're not supposed to use a fork when we eat karpas. Because if you use a fork, you didn't have to wash your hands in the first place. The whole point is to be metahir my hands and then touch the food. So at the Seder night, we're makpid as if we're living in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're makpid with this halacha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafayin Gimel, Sifav. No tel yadav letzorach tibol rishon, velo yavarich al anatila, v'yigach mikarpas pachos mikazayis, umutav lo bachomets, umuvarach barpri adama, ve'ochel. And you eat it. That's what we do. You wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the earlier Mefarshim, Vatam, the cold darvish at Tibuba Bamashkit, Sarak Natila. Anything that's dipped and it's going to be wet, you have to be worried that it's Mokshala Kabal Tumah, and therefore requires Netila. The Taz, one of the great Nosei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch, is very upset about this. He thinks it is heretical. Oh, one night you're going to do it. Wonderful. What about tomorrow? What about yesterday? What kind of fakers are we at the Seder? All of a sudden, we start being mocked for this halacha. Says the Taz. You have to do it every day of the year. Right, but if you eat a fruit that you washed, he says, and if you want to say some nights you should be more zahir, then you know what? If it was up to me, those are the days you should be more zahir about things. Like we're zahir on Pas Yisrael. But he says, Dafka, because at the Seder, Alavadi, she ain't kind of like Hisaran Zahirus, Vein Medaktakin, Lahashos Midosayan. So the Taz is very against Urchatz and Karpas. I don't know if they what they did at his Seder, but maybe they did it. They did do it, but they did it the whole year also. But the Minhag HaOlam is not to do it the whole year and still to do it at the Seder, and it's because we reenact what was happening in the Beis HaMikdash. We reenact what happened in those times. We're not just doing, oh, we're going to be makbid for this halacha. It's more than that. It's that we are being makbid because we are reenacting what took place in the days of the Mikdash. Okay, so that's one night a year that we have Lomaisa where this comes up. Maybe one or two more halachos that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Number one is the shear. How big does food have to be? Go back to the beginning. The Minchas Chinuch knows Beis. How big does a food have to be in order to contract tumah, to get tameh, or to give tumah? So, to become tameh, the Rambam and Rashi Shita is, you see on the second to last line, to nitma bekoshu evein sarach shir. To become tameh, it's any tiny amount. Any tiny amount of food, any tiny bit of an apple or a vegetable, meat does not require a shir. But latameh ochel umashka acher, but to be mitameh, to make other things tameh, it's kibetza. You need the size of an egg. That's the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam. But if you look at Bali Tosfos throughout Shas and the Ramban and others, they hold no. It's beitza in both directions. Just like to be Matami others, you has to be the size of a beitza. So too, it is required, the size of a beitza is required to be Matami others. That's one machlokas to be aware of. The Anoz Gimel, Menchas Chinuch points out, the halacha that is known, this does not apply to live animals. A live animal cannot become tummy. It's impossible. A live person can become tummy. Right? A person can become tummy all the time. A live animal cannot. A dead animal can become tummy. If the animal dies without shechita, it is tummy. It's an avatumah, tumas nevela, which by the Hashem will be to Mara's mitzvah, tumas nevela. But other than that, a live animal cannot contract this tumah. Important ha'ara, maybe two final ha'aras, and that is in Os Hay, the Minchas Chinuch notes that the ein ochel nasa av hatumah la'olam. Food can never be an av hatumah. The first parak in Kalim lists off all the avos hatumas. A food can never be an av, even if it's touched by a dead body. As we know, tumah always goes down one level. So if a person touches a dead body, the dead body is avi avos, it's the granddaddy of tumah, and a person becomes an av hatumah. Food cannot become an av hatumah. Right? That's the rule. Everything that we're talking about here is food becoming a rishon latumah, or a sheni latumah, or even a shlishi and a revi in the world of truma and kachim. One final point in Os Ches, beautiful lundis related to this, the machlokas ramam rivet, and that is food. What if you have food that became ruined? It was nifsal. So the Rambam Shita is that a food has to be ro'i l'ma'achol adam in order to be able to become tameh. But once it's tameh, then even if it's nifsal, mi'ma'achol adam, as long as a dog would eat it, Israel Achilas Kalev, it's still tameh. That's the Rambam's distinction. To become tummy in the first place, it's got to be roy for a person to eat it. To keep its tumah, even if it becomes less than that, as long as the dog will still eat it. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Mimanavshach, I think that as long as it's roy lachilas kelev, tumah shayach. So it can even contract tumah. If you get tummy when it is roy lachilas kelev. The big shayla is, what's the svara of the Rambam? The Rambam has a distinction. To become tummy in the first place, food's got to be roy for a person to eat. To keep the tumah, it's even less than that. So if you look at the Minchas Asher right here in Parsha Shmini, Minchas Asher has two svaras. He says maybe the second svara is the one that he likes. Then he says maybe to be able to become tameh, so that it has to be called an ochel. An ochel is only something that people will eat. But to keep tumah, I'm sorry, to become tameh, it not only has to be an ochel, but it has to be omeid la'achila. It's going to be eaten. Masha'enke, when it comes to keeping tumah, any ochel is tameh. To contract, get the tumah, it has to be only la'achila. But to keep tumah, it could even just be ochel. So therefore, that's what the Minchas Asher suggests for the Shita of the Rambam. You can look more there in the Minchas Asher, Siman Yud Dalet. Okay, we'll stop here. That's what we'll continue tomorrow with Tumas Nevela.